There we go. I am here. How are you? Oh my goodness, it's been, I don't know, a week since I last saw you.
Yeah, it's been a minute. I'm all right.
It's really nice out today.
Yes.
It's hot though.
I
I
love
think it's
it.
hot.
Yeah, it's nice and cozy. And returning to the show, Alicia McConnell. Alicia,
Hello. Hello.
hello. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you?
Good, good. Well, folks, welcome to soon to be renamed. Did we come up with a new name, Nick?
No, we didn't. Not
Okay,
yet.
soon
Are we
to be
thinking about
renamed
that?
talk segment. Hey, hey. Trying not to call it TP Talk. We kind of want to update it to something else. I have no idea what though.
It's talk time
Talk
for now.
time. Talk time for now. Nick, what do we got on today's talk time agenda?
Not terribly much, unfortunately. It's been really interesting what had happened almost a week ago, which is Maine had signed a bill stating that they are banning use of Native American mascots in all public schools. This includes imagery, logos, all that jazz. There's been articles out there, I'm sure you did see it, saying that this is unprecedented. This is the first time in the United States. This is so strict, blah, 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 this, and that. And all we can really think about is how Oregon did the same in what, 2012?
Yeah, like 12 or 13, somewhere around there.
Except Oregon was like, oh, wait, no, I'm not going to be that strict. We're going to amend it.
Yeah, and there's still movements trying to fix that giant loophole. So for those who are unaware, there is a loophole with that one where if they work with a specific tribe and get permission from a specific tribe, then it's okay, but that's also kind of debatable, and I'm sure it's very obvious, at least where my stance is on that, as I moan and groan over here.
Oh,
But
definitely. I mean,
yeah.
I don't know how to say this in the nicest way possible, but
It's our show. We don't have to be nice.
there is some issue with a lot of tribes and their governments where one will be spearheading something and not necessarily communicate that to the rest of the members, and where the rest of the members are kind of against that spearheaded motion that this one particular council member may have done.
Not trying to throw shade, but I'm
Just.
sure this is something as a Navajo man you are very familiar
Yeah,
with.
I'm just saying.
Not that it's only the Navajos. There's plenty of other
Not trying
tribal
to single
governments.
one single tribe out, but I
Ben
know
Shelley.
this. This is
Yeah.
not an uncommon issue, which is unfortunate. You can always hear about how someone in the tribe is upset because they didn't listen to everyone else and went on ahead and said, no, I'm going to just speak for the rest of the tribe because I am a member, and get in weird situations.
Yeah. Alicia, what are your thoughts on banning native mascots?
Yeah. Definitely don't think that any one person or, any one entity could speak on behalf of all Native American people because, we're like so many different kinds of people, individuals, and make up our own. Yeah, obviously, like I'm not with it. I don't think that, like, all of the arguments that are, oh, they're honoring, oh, that it's not meant to be disrespectful. That's not the, the thought that's behind the action. But that's what I see, and that's how I feel. It feels offensive. It feels degrading. It feels stereotypical. These are the feelings that it makes me have when I see those images and hear those names. So, yeah, it's, I know we throw like the words like, triggering around and stuff, but really, it really is that. It really puts you in a place where, all you are is an icon or a thing of the past when, you're a whole human being and you're so much more than that. And, it's not honoring, I don't
No,
feel.
totally. And I think it's important to kind of remember, like with most things involving Indians in this country that we've talked about for eons, the origins of where it comes from, intent doesn't necessarily matter. When these schools were started, regardless of when they were started, the 80s or 90s or beyond, this comes from a place of stereotyping. Regardless, you cannot tell me there's a school that's like, we think this is a great idea to just kind of throw this idea up there. Even if they do work with tribes or if they try to be as accurate as possible, it still comes from a place of stereotyping and using Indian imagery as an object rather than a living, breathing culture.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And then on top of that, to say, well, you know, to use tribes and tribal governments as the equivalent of, well, my one Indian friend says it's okay, you know, is really not acceptable, like, at all. Just because your one Indian friend says it's okay doesn't mean that it's not perpetuating harm, right? It's perpetuating harmful stereotypes. It's perpetuating that we are, I don't know.
It'll always have a negative impact. Mm-hmm. The words will always, mm-hmm. and the image will always, you know, make of me feel that way.
Mm-hmm. And that's the thing. And that's something that we consistently say on here. I mean, Nick, back me up if you agree, that we're always saying intent does not equate to impact, or the best way to word it, you know, like.
Definitely.
Yeah.
There was a quote from the article that said that mascots are a symbol of pride, but not a source of pride, which I feel like rings pretty true on what we're trying to explain.
Yes.
Because, like you said, whenever these schools were established and chose these things, they were like, oh, we're here to say this is a great person, blah, blah, blah. But throughout the years, it's shown that that's not necessarily where the right thing to do.
It's a very outdated way of looking at Indigenous people as a whole. Because the other thing, too, is when you're picking a mascot, you want something that's tough. You want something fighting whatever.
Braves, warriors,
But even champions, even you're not going to be, I mean, some people are for whatever reason, you know, like there is a basketball team I know called the Pistol Shrimps, which is awesome though, because Pistol Shrimps are actually really, really powerful little shrimps. But, you know, or like the Florida Jumbo Shrimps. But when you're picking a mascot, human or otherwise, it's going to be the Tigers, it's going to be the Rams, it's going to be the Patriots, it's going to be the something that makes you think of like fighting power, but fighting nonetheless, right? Aggressiveness. And so the Patriots are a whole other thing, and I don't really care about that. But with Indian mascots, it's always the Warriors, the Braves, the whatevers. Mm-hmm. And it falls into the same stereotype of a mix of like the noble savage and the savage. And either way, like regardless of intent, it comes from a very outdated place, an outdated view. And it's easy. Like one of the other big arguments when schools have been changing, a lot of schools all across the country have been changing their mascots that are native themed to other things, which is fine, but then you have people who are really upset about it. I mean, like, well, it's always been this way. This is tradition. Yeah. Mascots are a source of pride. You're taking pride in racism. Yeah, racism is a tradition here in America. That doesn't mean we need to be proud of it, and that doesn't mean we need to just keep doing it because it's always been this way. If anything, if you really want to put some weird kind of patriotic rose-colored goggles over this, America's always been about not doing it this way because it's always been this way. Well, we've always had a king. Well, we're not going to have a king. We're going to have a president that's elected, kind of thing. Like, if you want to be real patriotic about it, America's never been about, well, it's always been this way. And we shouldn't be like that. We should be evolving as people And as worldviews change, we should be going with that. And of course, traditions are important, but traditions also ebb and flow and evolve with the people. That's how life works.
Yeah, I agree. It's something for people who are living in the area to have ties to some type of culture or community that binds them all together, blah, 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 whatever. And when you change these things, that's when that backlash comes out. That's when the amendments come out and say, oh, you could do it as long as you have an agreement with the tribe. Or like, well, I guess you bought the stuff already. You just can't make more of it,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
And I just feel like people who have that argument are the same type of people that really cling on to trying to find their own culture,
mm-hmm.
and are the type of people that, at least in my experience, are the type of people that will do, you know, the ancestry thing and try to figure out that whole entire ties. To me, it just comes off as like clinging on to a past that doesn't need to be clung to.
Yeah.
And that is rampant among a lot of Americans. And it's not something that they're willing to let go.
Mm-hmm.
And I think all these amendments are terrible. Especially the one, who was it? It was California. California came out with the Racial Mascots Act in 2017, mm-hmm. where they said they can't use the R word, or a school can't use the mascot nickname or a team name such as that or similar. But the exception was if you already bought it, you could still use it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just terrible. And I mean, this is a good step. But it is only affecting public schools. Perhaps if more states will be able to enforce something like this and not have an amendment where it says, but you can do something. Mm-hmm. I think that that is a good step. But this step of, well, I mean, it just happens. So I don't know if anybody has that loophole yet or is going to push that. I guess it,
most likely they will.
Time will tell. Yeah.
Yeah, it's funny when you were saying DNA tests, my mind immediately flashed back to like 2014 and the Redskins episode that The Daily Show did, and that woman being like, as a 164th Cherokee, I am not offended by the name. The woman who called the police on the 1491s because she was intimidated. Sorry, it's just, this is what we're dealing with here. I don't care what your blood quantum is, this is not okay.
I think too, like, it's just sad because it's such an easy fix to just pick a new name and a new symbol. Change is good. Mm-hmm. I think it would be an awesome opportunity for a lot of people to, you know, to be creative. Like, you know, like, I think that it's a good teaching opportunity. If I was a principal of a school and we had a Raises mascot, I would do a poll. It would be super fun. You'd have the competition, make, you know, the logo, whatever.
I can confirm, you know, doing that is really fun. Like,
and I think that.
Yeah, you could be anything.
Yeah.
Right. Well,
better than like a panther or a bear or a ram.
Right. You could be what was that shrimp? You could be a cool shrimp.
You could be a pistol shrimp. You could be like one of the ones that I really like. That was an example in an article. I don't know if they changed their name exactly. But it's a tribal school, but the tribal school out on Pine Ridge, they're the Thorpes after Jim Thorpe, like sports guy extraordinaire, right?
Yeah.
Like, that's awesome. I love that. And like, so I went to an elementary school that had like just been built, and I was like sixth grade. So I was one of the first classes to graduate from there. So because it was brand new, we didn't have a mascot yet. So we had every class submit an idea, and then the whole school voted. It was like this whole thing. I can confirm it's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
To get the whole school involved and picking a new mascot. We actually did become the Panthers, though. But
Panthers are cool.
Yes.
They're cooler than, yeah.
Yeah, they're cooler than racist stereotypes.
Exactly.
So
it's fun. My high school was the Panthers, too.
Yeah.
But you could be something fun is, I guess.
You could be. My high school was literally Bloody Water. We were the Crimson Tide. Yeah.
I know there's a baseball team somewhere in the New England region, and they're the Spiders.
I like that. I don't know why I like that, but I like that.
You like it because it's spooky. That's why.
No, I hate spiders, but I like the image of a spider holding a baseball bat.
I think it was more like spiders have a lot of arms, so like in the outfield, whatever.
Okay, now I'm picturing a spider with like 8 baseball gloves on each one. See, you could do something like that just has like just fun imagery. And spiders are terrifying.
And then, you know, honestly, it's such an easy change. And, like, how happy that makes Native people feel that you would, you know, do that. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, like, there would be the fun that happens. And then also you would feel good about not being racist anymore.
Yeah,
and that would also be
super cool. You're not othering people anymore.
Yeah.
You're not ostracizing people.
Right. Like yeah. It's just a good opportunity. I hope that it's a thing that, you know, catches on wildfire like that, and
time will tell.
Becomes a mood.
I hope it becomes a big 2020-2021 mood.
Yeah, change is so good.
Change is so
change
healthy.
Is so healthy. Yeah, healthy so change. Yeah. Yes, you know, yeah. Growth.
Growth is good.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. So we'll see. We'll see how this goes. It's good to see more states and governments or whatever, like, at least trying to do something, you know, even if it doesn't have as much teeth as we would like it to, right?
Right.
But it's something, and, you know, baby steps. As much as we would like to run, we have to walk, and as much as we like to walk, we have to crawl, but we're getting there.
Right.
I think.
Just like the legalization of things, you know, it doesn't rectify or fix the whatever wasn't, you know, before, but it's a step in, you know, creating laws and creating, you know, some sort of outline for how people should treat other people, you know, is good.
Yes. Nick, any final thoughts?
I think I said everything. At least I could think of.
Alicia, any final thoughts?
That's it. Change the name. It's so easy. Like, that's it.
It really is easy. It's not that complicated. And if you find yourself holding your Chief Wahoo logo tight, like, really question that.
Change, like, is good.
It's okay to have nostalgia, but at the same time, at whose expense, man?
Mm-hmm.
Well, Nick and Alicia, thank you for joining me.
Thank you.
Coming up next, this is JB, the First Lady, with Still Here on Rose City Native Radio.
Stolen locations, abusive relations, 150 celebrations, comment section hating, debating, truth and reconciliation, fading, dividing and shading, but we still here, we still here, we still here. Missing brother, missing mother, missing daughters, say it again, no clean water, but we still here, we still here. The message is clear, they wanted us to disappear, but we still here. The message is clear, they wanted us to disappear, but we're still here, we're still here. The father in sight, women warrior fight. I wanna break the cycle in the circle, non-verbal, nocturnal, no dress rehearsal. I hear by a century, awaken the spirit, be fearless and clear it, no limit. I spit it, I risk it, I hit it, it's written, never bitten, archived for my descendants. Important to make a presence, representations at all levels. We are all rebels sent from the heavens at 11:11. So meet me at 7:11 to dismantle depression, to gather, to master and shatter the system. I know what's missing. I see the gaps. I have the maps to take it back. Come on. stolen locations, abusive relations, 150 celebrations, common section hating, debating, truth and reconciliation, fading, dividing and shading, but we still here, we still here, we still here, missing brother, missing mother, missing goddess, say it again, no clean water, but we still here, we still here, the message is clear, they wanted us to disappear, but we still here. The message is clear, they wanted us to disappear, but we still here, we still here. Enrage and resistance, take back the land is the business. Step up and witness, speak up, go the distance. The time is now, show them how. They didn't want us to powwow, so we made a powwow. Now allow your powwow. Four push-ups to dance your style. I'm hella versatile, my indigenous girl lifestyle. You checked my Insta profile, too quick to reconcile without the truth or impacted youth. You tell the lies of the voting booth, we'll make it smooth. Elders and POCs do all the work, make moves. Culture vultures waiting to play and take away what is sacred. Internalized self-hatred, culture lost. Nothing to show, they try to be a bro. Be careful and let them know we are here and we're in control. Stolen locations, abusive relations, 150 celebrations, common section hating, debating, truth and reconciliation, dating, dividing and shading. But we still here, we still here, we still here. Missing brother, missing mother, missing goddess, say it again, no clean water, but we still here. Still here. The message is clear. They wanted us to disappear, but we still here. The message is clear. They wanted us to disappear, but we still here. We still here. They call me on my cellie to hear my words and my verbs, my words into action. I'm the girl that makes it happen, shutting down the streets. I complete, I defeat with just one tweet. No need for press release. I never couple these middle fingers up, but I call for peace. Water is sacred, yeah, I'm jaded. Why natives hated? Still native kids be taken, still treaties are forsaken. Still stupid, not educated. This is stolen land, the time is now. We demand, your occupation is out of hand. United we stand, kill the mascot, save the people. Kill the ego, no sequel, no one is illegal. Power to the people, together we are better. Talk a circle, pass a feather. Talk a circle, pass a feather. Stolen locations, abusive relations, 150 celebrations, common section hating, debating, truth and reconciliation, fading, dividing and shading. But we still here, we still here, we still here. Missing brother, missing mother, missing goddess, say it again, no clean water, but we still here, we still here. The message is clear, they wanted us to disappear, but we still here. The message is clear, they wanted us to disappear, but we still here, we still here. But we still here. They try to ban our pot latches, but we still here. Smallpox and tree of the tears, but we still here. We're still here.
Way oh, way oh, way oh. Way oh, way oh, way oh.
I'm a vortex traveler, aligned with galactic sources. Don't worry about no BS or no static, handle that automatic. I travel the grid. That's just what it is. My energy way too powerful to gravitate to the negative. You gon' feel me in the vortex when I enter in the circle. Meditation and passionate sexual healing is just so amazing. Can you feel me, my? I'm talking to you, my. My native woman. I'm sending out a message to you with my love. Shower down on me like the star you are. Cause you're my native woman. I'm sending out a message to you with my love.
I want to thank everybody for tuning in. You can find us on Facebook at Rose City Native Radio. You can email your events, music, and more to pdxnativeradio@gmail.com. We'll see you next week. Education with that B word. Knows how to handle a business. Intuition, got that knows what it is next. And I'm a pipe carrier like a daddy. She's so ceremonial. See, that's our life. But later on tonight, shorty gon' ride on my saddle. And she's tryna win a medal. And then ride on my ladder. Cause when it's cold and lonely down and out, she knows how to make me feel better. And she's my native. Way oh, way high, way oh. Way oh, way high, way oh. I'm a vortex traveler, aligned with galactic sources. Don't worry about no BS or no static, handle that automatic. I travel the grid, that's just what it is. My energy way too powerful to gravitate to the negative. You gon' feel me in the vortex when I enter in the circle. Meditation and passion and sexual healing, it's just so amazing. You feel me, my? I'm talking to you, my native woman. Whoa. I'm sending out a message to you with my love. Show it down on me. All you are, cause you're my native woman. I'm sending out a message to you with my love. Show it down on me like the star you are, cause you're my native. Education with that B word. Knows how to handle a business. Intuition, got that knows what it is next. And I'm a pipe carrier like a daddy. She's so ceremonial. See, that's our life. But later on tonight, shorty gon' ride on my saddle. And she tryna win a medal. And then ride on my ladder. Cause when it's cold and lonely down and out, she knows how to make me feel better. And she's my native. Talking to you, my native woman. Ooh, I'm sending out a message to you with my love. Like the star you are, cause you're my native.
You are listening to a digital indigenous radio show. All across Turtle Island, turn up your radios and decolonize. This is Rose City Native Radio.
Can you tell us the Indian first then?
Hello, hello, Portland. You're listening to Rose City Native Radio. We are enjoying the sun and got some nice warm beats to keep you cool on this summer night or whatever.
The preceding program was produced at KBOO Community Radio in Portland, Oregon. More audio can be found online at KBOO.